It's open for business. Good morning. I'm Frida Liu, and we've got two finalists from the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge. There were 20 finalists. So today we've got two from Skudai Johor. Not planned. It was a coincidence. We've got Eugene Au from Shapey and Ko Kang Siang from Tech Care Innovation. So I'm going to start with Eugene first. Eugene, your company is Shapey, right? Tell us about Shapey and this business of yours.
Hi, morning. I'm Eugene. I'm the founder of Shapey. Shapey is a local fashion brand that specializes in women's slimming and shapings wear at an affordable price. Our products are designed for users to get slim and shape, as we believe that women of all shapes and sizes want to look their best. That's why we bring you Shapey.
Okay, so when you say it's affordable, how affordable?
Okay, basically, our price range is from 45 all the way to 105.
And you're able to keep it at this price?
Yes, because we want to make it affordable, make everyone can afford to buy a shapewear.
Where is this technology from?
Okay, basically this technology is coming from Japan. It's a 3D micro massage technology where you can burn your fats while body movement.
Okay, so now, and it's always women?
Yes, of course.
You're just catering to women anyway. So how are the products distributed?
Okay, so basically, currently we are distributed to Baby Boutique, majority coming from JB, and we are expanding to KL currently.
So right now, JB, JB, not even Johor, JB at the moment.
Yes.
Okay, so now your company is about 3 years already, right?
Yes.
What were some of the challenges in starting your business?
Okay, for a start, actually, when we want to list in our product to Baby Boutique, right, most of them don't really believe this type of product because, you know, usually for traditional shapewear, they are selling at a very expensive price. But for us, we are targeting a very affordable price. Mm-hmm. And then most of the Baby Boutique owner, they don't believe that this product can really sell in their shop, you see, because this is totally new to them. Then we convince them, we say, try to list in, and then you see the result for 3 months. Then ultimately, they really, customer coming back saying that the result is so good that, they can really slim down to get shape.
And you basically sell it at the Baby Boutique so that the mother after delivery.
Yes, you're right.
That's the target market. And, you've done this for 3 years now. Tell us about some of the testimonials.
Okay, we have one customer, she bought it last year December. She bought a seamless tanky, Shapey seamless tanky XL size. Then after 3 months, she come back later. So we were wondering why you come back later. She said, I want to buy L size. So we are amazed, with the result. So we say, then the customer feedback to us, your product is really good, I can really wear daily, 5 to 8 hours daily, then can really get the result.
Okay, so and right now you have what 12 types of products?
Yes.
Ranging from
because we are modern shapewear, so we focus on targeted zone. Like for example, if you want to slim your arm, we have arm shaper, we have waist shaper, we have high waist body shaper, we have tank top.
Thigh shaper. Thigh, for the thighs.
Oh, yes, we have it as well.
Okay, so you mentioned all my problem areas. So in terms of marketing, what else do you do in terms of marketing?
So basically, we leverage a lot on social media marketing, particularly in Facebook and Instagram. We promote our product through all these type of channel to tell the customer the result, to see the testimonial, how effective is it.
Okay, so right now, people can buy through the baby boutiques in JB, and they can buy it online as well.
Yes.
Okay, so that's how you've been doing that. Now, price range of 45 to 100. Okay, so and this is and how are you able to keep it at this price? It's not as expensive as it should be when you compare to brands outside.
Yeah, because in terms of technology-wise, actually this is the mass technology that imported from Japan, and then this is widely used by any other brands, but none of them bring in to Malaysia. So we want to make it affordable for everyone.
Okay, so and this is your third startup.
Yes.
What happened to the first two?
Okay, first two we are doing retail, but unfortunately we failed, and then we realized that this product, this particular product, Shapey Shapeway, can really grow very fast and then can scale very fast if we're doing wholesale business.
So what was the first two businesses? Also clothing?
Yes, clothing.
So just general clothing?
Yeah, similar to Shapeway.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. But this is your own brand,
yeah,
right now?
Yeah, this is my own brand.
Okay, I'm going to talk to the other guy who's based in Skudai, originally from Penang, Ko Kang Siang from Tech Care Innovation. Tell me about Tech Care Innovation and where the idea started.
Hi, good morning all. I'm Ko from Tech Care Innovation. Tech Care stands for Technology That Care. So we are a technology company that develop rehabilitation and fitness devices, mainly focusing on compact, portable, and affordable design. Mm-hmm. What we do is we build the device for people. Why we started this idea is it started from during university time. I joined a Robocons where it is a robotic competition, and we learned a lot of skill building the robots, and we spend days and nights without sleep and eat. And until one day, after 1 year, I was wondering why we want to struggle so hard to learn all these skills. Is it just for a better job or just to win the competition? So I asked around my friend and they say, hey, okay, it's okay, just win the competition, it's good enough. But for me, there must be something behind it. So after thinking of this question for 2 years, until I visit one of the stroke center, and I saw a young patient, as young as me, who is dragging his leg in the rehab center. Mm. And I can feel how hard his life is. And that time, I really want to help him. Mm. So that's why we started Tech Care Innovation, where we want to build technology that care to help the people who need it.
Okay, and right now, it helps in what areas of the body?
We developed several devices in the past. For example, CR2 reaching is more to shoulder and elbow. Mm. CR2 haptic is more to wrist, forearm, and hand training movement. And also, InnovaBot is more to balancing and ankle rehabilitation.
Okay. So you've both addressed my problem, you know. So this ankle, I mean, so this InnovaBot.
Yeah.
Right? So what's the thinking behind InnovaBot? And you've trademarked this, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does InnovaBot work?
How does InnovaBot work? It's like a wobbleboard, mm-hmm. where we have incorporate our sensor inside. It used by connecting to a mobile device, where there's apps we can download. We open it, we can do assessment. Within 10 seconds, we can know how high the risk of getting fall, how good is our balance. And we provide training program where we can select different kinds of trainings for different user. Mm. And the best part is we can actually play games while doing the trainings.
Oh, how does that work?
So how does it work is we're standing on it. There's a game inside. We can select different kinds of games. What they need to do is to move their body and to get as much score as possible during the games.
Okay. And at the same time, they're exercising their ankle.
Correct.
Or what have you. Oh, okay.
At the same time, they are building their balance and improving their ankle.
And research has shown why is the ankle so important?
Why ankle is so important? Because it relates to our balance. And our study shows that after 30 years old, our balance starts to drop. Mm. Until 65, we tend to fall. Mm. So we have weighing scale to measure our weight in our home. We have a blood pressure monitor to measure our body condition, but we don't really have a balance monitor device in our home. So until 65, when we tend to fall, it's very serious already. Mm. So what we're trying to do is we want to create a device where people can actually use at home to monitor their balance from time to time.
Okay.
And they can improve it.
Okay, so your company is about 2 years. Who have you been selling it to?
We haven't sells to anyone, but we have pre-order from sports centers, mm-hmm. and distributor from Hong Kong, mm-hmm. And also Singapore.
Okay.
So we are now in the next stage. We are going to do clinical trial, mm. to test the devices, and we are planning to release in the next 2 to 3 months.
Oh, next 2 to 3 months, and that's to the end user. Have you got a price range for it already?
The price range is about 700 to 900, okay. per unit.
Okay, so you're not too sure yet in terms, yep. of the pricing. What has been the challenge in setting this company up so far?
The challenge is we are from engineering background. Mm. We are lack of clinical expertise in our team. So what we do to overcome these challenges, we are fortunate enough to find great partners we are working with hospital and rehabilitation center where they have a lot of expertise inside this field. And then we work together to build technology to help the patient who need it.
Okay, so these products basically was developed when you were a student.
Yeah, correct.
A final year student.
Yeah.
So you decided to develop it further.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I realized a lot of time we every year we spend a lot of time and money to build our so-called final year project during university. And I realized a lot of projects are very good, but the things is they are discarded after they graduate from the school. So I think it's kinds of waste. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to do is we want to further develop and really put the idea and project to the people who need it.
Mm.
And that's what it's all TechCare is about.
Okay, so university students just do it, pass the exam, bye-bye. All right. We'll talk about your plans for expansion and if you guys win after this. Eugene Yao from Shapey and Ko Kang Siang from TechCare Innovation. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
It's Open for Business. Good morning, Frida Liu here. I'm speaking to two of the 20 finalists for the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge, which is in its fourth year. These two gentlemen happen to be from Skudai, Johor, based there anyway. Eugene Ao from Shapey and Ko Kang Siang from Take Care Innovation, both with products that are suitable for me. One is to shape my tummy, the other one is to help with my ankle. You know, we're taking part in this challenge, right? And you guys have also gone through these courses over the last couple of weeks. I know that you had a CEO chat room, you had strategic influencing, you had lean marketing, and you had presentation impact. So going through these, these courses, has it helped you in your business in any way, or even change your business direction in any way? I mean, what has been most impactful for you, Eugene?
Okay, so basically for me, presentation skill really helped me a lot because for us, we are like kind of like traditional business model. We don't really get many chances to present in front of investor or even public, you see. So through the courses that we learn how to sharpen our presentation skill, how to actually communicate with the audience, how to interact with the audience, and also how to convince the audience, you know, to believe our brand and also our product.
So that has been most interesting for you.
Yes.
Okay. For you, Cole?
For me, I learned a lot is one of the strategy called Win-Win Strategy, teaching during the workshop. So before doing the business, we don't have experience in doing the business. And I must keep thinking how we can work with partners, because in business, we need to work with partners to go further. And then until I joined this workshop, learned one of strategy, Win-Win Strategy, where we can actually utilize very minimum resources but to build a big impact. For example, one of the instructors, they give an example where they're coming from overseas and then they go to a Bangkok. Within 1 week, they can organize an event without spending any money on it. So it's kind of surprised me and inspired me to think and the possibility of working with different partners with limited resources by using Win-Win Strategy.
So it makes you think about how you can do it with your business as well.
Correct.
Okay, if y'all win, what are you going to do with the money?
So for me, the cash prizes we divide into three. 40% will focus on building our production and R&D facility. So 30% we will recruit more talents to build our team, and the 30% will more on the market developments and business development.
Yeah. Okay. For you?
So basically, our company is still very lean. We have only 4 manpowers. So we are going to allocate lump sum of them go to talent management to actually recruit talent, to actually grow our brand even further, and also to invest in marketing to increase our brand awareness, because currently we are in JB, we are very strong. So we are expanding to KL as well as overseas.
Okay, so that's a plan, expansion.
Yes.
Expansion. All right, and I just wish you all the best. Top 6 is the next... goal you all have to achieve. That's in November, I know. Thanks for being with us. I know you're both driving to Johor after this. Eugene Yao from Shapey and Ko Kang Siang from Tech Care Innovation, a finalist for the Alliance Bank SME Innovation Challenge. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.